Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en podcast om historia. Och det är två komiker som håller på och pratar historia här. Det är jag som är Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins. And in today's episode, I'll be teaching Erik about a woman who was a groundbreaker, as we say.
A love maker. Groundbreaker. Let's go for the episode.
Yes, so the more you listen, the more you learn about politics and home inspections and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. None about lovemaking, by the way.
No lovemaking. just stay tuned and check it out.
Oh, yeah. Teach me Sweden and I rock the house. I'm bigger than Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Welcome to Teach Me Sweden. It's Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
And we are gonna do our thing right now. I feel like getting right into it. I don't care how you're doing. And you don't care how I'm doing.
No.
All we care about is learning Swedish history through comedy.
Ge mig historien.
I'll get right to it, man. Okay. In the year 1872,
oj,
a woman named Kerstin Hesselgren.
Okay.
You heard this of this woman?
Nej.
All right.
Rimligt namn, Kerstin Hesselgren.
Yeah. Mm. She was born to Dr. Gustav Hesselgren and Maria.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's how it goes back then.
Alltid.
And she was born in Kramfors.
Okay.
It's north of Stockholm, halfway between here and Luleå.
Yeah.
I looked at it on the map.
That is a pretty wide.
Yeah, it's like right halfway between here and Luleå.
Yeah.
She was one of six children, 3 boys and 3 girls. And they were a farming family, and they were raised alongside another family. And what they did was they basically acted as one family in that community.
Put incestuous.
No. Aye. They were just kind of like cousins with the other family. So like the boys were her big or little, they were her brothers, and the girls were her sisters.
Okay,
so
okay.
They kind of went like that.
Mm?
Young Kerstin was not a girly girl.
Ain't it girly girl?
No, not a girly girl at the time.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, her brothers had to stick up for her when boys tried to pick on her because she tried to play boy games. She dressed like a boy.
Mm-hmm.
She would try to hang out with them. And they would protect her. And she later said she appreciated that.
Oh, fint.
Yeah. Her mother was progressive and liberal.
Okay.
And for those times, in the way that she raised.
För 1800-talet.
Yeah, exactly. She raised, in the way she raised them. So Kerstin wasn't forced to be prim and proper like the girls at the time.
Okay.
Oh. Even though the dad was more conservative.
Oh.
A doctor, you know what I mean?
Oh.
And they were considered a pretty well-off family in the community because, you know, you got the doctor, you got the combination of the families, you know, so they were like respected.
Just that.
And Kerstin was pretty smart. She taught herself to swim. She taught herself to ski. Like a man.
Taught herself to swim. It looks funny in my head. Pröva olika taktiker.
She's drowning. Oh, no, she's doing it.
No. She's teaching herself.
That's just another way to say her parents were lazy.
Jag vill lära mig simma, men gör det då. Jag vill lära mig åka skidor, men gör det då.
Yeah, that's how progressive her mom was.
Oh,
she can teach herself to swim. She accompanied her father on his visits to the sick, and this impacted her a lot. It made her want to be a doctor herself.
Ooh, yeah. Hur sjuka då? Alltså typ så här.
It was the doctor, it was probably like the town doctor, like the guy who comes in when they need, before the priest and the exorcist.
Before the priest. du kommer dö, men du vet, för bara.
You're vomiting, projectile vomiting green. I'm gonna step out of here, let the priest handle this.
De står på kö.
Exactly. No, but she wanted to be a doctor herself. She greatly wanted to help people.
Mm-hmm.
When the time came to take up doctor studies, she was told that she was too small and weak to be a doctor.
Med andra ord, de sa, du är ju kvinna.
Exactly. Like, how strong was your doctor?
Yeah. Herregud, vad bänkpressar du? Va? Du kan ju inte bli läkare, för fan.
Hold the stethoscope. Never. She can't raise her head with a stethoscope around her neck. This is crazy. And that was she ditched that dream because of that.
Okay,
And she studied to become a nurse because, you know, they don't have to be that strong.
Men typ samma kunskap. Bara, jag vill bli sjuksköterska. Ja, lyft det här stetoskopet. Bra, det kan du, ja.
And she was also studied to be a doctor's assistant.
Okay,
She even studied to be a school, like, kitchen teacher. I guess the ones who make the food for the kids.
Kitchen teacher sounds like home ed, like hemkunskap.
Home ed, yeah. That's what I was thinking, possibly that, but I thought that maybe they had, like, a, I don't know. It was a direct translation, so I'm guessing it had to be the home ec.
Om det är hemkunskap så är det inte samma hemkunskap som jag hade på 90-talet när vi skulle baka bullar och koka makaroner.
But the Swedish word was like skolköks. Kvinnan, something like that.
Ah, okay. I mean, skolkökskvinna låter mer som att hon står
something
i,
like that. Yeah.
Som en kökstant, liksom.
Okay.
Det låter but så i alla fall.
I don't know how you study for that.
But, mycket slevare. Slevövningar.
Yeah, I bet they don't check your strength to hold a spoon up.
Nej, men efter att hon har jobbat där, so då kan hon lyfta stetoskopet. How do you like them muscles? De bara, oh, herregud.
And she also studied chemistry. This lady wanted to learn. So in the end, I would say she received a well-rounded education.
Mm-hmm.
The family has money, like I said, so she had her own tutor. She had access to educators throughout her youth that were like teaching her brothers and her other sisters and whatnot.
Okay.
She was traveling in her youth. Her language studies were in Switzerland from the ages of 17 to 19.
Jesus.
Where she learned English, German, and French.
Oof.
Yeah.
Ja, men det är ett bra ställe i Europa att göra det på.
Switzerland?
Ja, fump. Ligger där någonstans. Right in the middle, yeah.
And she studied art as well while she was there. This lady was a studying something.
Vilken renaissance-kvinna.
Yeah. She kept traveling and learning until 1897 when her father got sick and died. And this brought her back to Sweden.
Vet du mamma han dog av? Nej.
No, I didn't see how he died.
Det är alltid roligt när en läkare dör. Nej, skojar bara.
He got too weak to hold his own stethoscope. We knew it was over.
Kunde inte bota dig själv, ha? Var du sån bra läkare?
But that brought her back to Sweden in 1897. She was like, you know what? I need to get back to my family, help out. Mm. She got a job as a headmistress at a girls' school.
Headmistress? Oh, okay. I know what it is. Yeah.
And she worked there for 8 years. She got involved in Centralförbundet för socialt arbete.
Okay.
And then she decided to hit the road again for more studies.
Oha.
Yes. Sherston went to Belgium.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Do it.
And England to study hygiene and healthcare.
Hygiene and healthcare?
Yeah.
Okay. Ja, det är ju 1800-talet. Så att...
And she got this all funded by a government stipend.
Okay, snyggt.
Yeah.
Bra jobbat.
And then she got another stipend to go to London to study corporate and home inspection.
Vilka konstiga ämnen.
Yeah, she was like, it feels like it kind of makes sense when you think about like the stuff she's learning. Like she's going to these different places, she's getting the languages down, and then she's working in healthcare, and then she's looking around at, you know, when she studied, if she studied hygiene and healthcare, like hygiene as in like not just personal hygiene,
yeah,
but like in a building, like
yeah. So corporate and home inspection är förmodligen det också då.
Yeah.
Att man tittar här, vad är hälsan på byggnaden?
Mm-hmm.
Ja, exactly. Okay.
And this did not exist in Sweden at the time.
Nej.
So you could probably imagine what the homes and the workplaces looked like here.
Ja, som hos mig.
Like you were telling me about the theater that you all purchased.
Yeah.
And how you had to you had extra costs because of some, they weren't within regulations.
Ah.
With the electricity.
Ja, ah, just det. Like vi var tvungna att fixa elen. Och, yeah. Precis. Ah, just det.
So back then there's no rules at all. Imagine how bad that shit would have been.
Boom.
Then in 1800.
Ah, fy fan.
So in London, she got to witness some really fucked up workplace environments, especially for the women working in factories who were working long, difficult days with bad lighting and hygiene.
Okay.
Kerstin made her way back to Sweden as a with a certification from Bedford College.
Nice.
And she was determined to start up her own program to inspect workplaces and homes in Sweden.
Cool. So corporate inspection är även typ arbetsmiljö och hälsa. Mm-hmm. Alltså hur mår anställda, vad är det även deras liksom kanske deras ekonomiska villkor och sånt, jag vet inte.
Yeah. Cuz the better, the healthier for them, then the healthier your employees are, and it's supposedly, you know, not supposedly, but then actually you got a healthier worker working for you.
Yeah, but
which is better.
En del arbetsplatser hade säkert en och annan piska fortfarande som låg runt.
Definitely.
Vi är inte nöjda. Oh, okay.
How about now, bitch? How's your back?
How's your back? Is it bleeding?
So now it's 1906, and Kerstin's back in Sweden, and she opens the first ever home inspection company.
Okay.
Her goal was to clean up the shitty places in Sweden.
Was that her tagline?
Yeah. Hire me, Kerstin, take my card.
Kerstins inspektion. Jag städar bort skiten i Sverige.
That's nice. That's nice and sharp,
yeah.
Clean. There wasn't a basic knowledge here of mold and moisture or bug infestation.
Nej.
So all of these were just common problems then. People didn't even think was a problem.
De trodde det var naturligt.
Så, yeah, I mean,
ah, bugs. Det är så här krypande vägg. Ja, precis. Ja, det är blablabla. Hela tiden.
It's like a painting, but it moves.
Och vi har inte ens tagit LSD.
But she went around different blocks and neighborhoods and stuff, and to determine if homes were livable.
Det kan inte vara så, det kan inte varit så vad kan man säga, uppskattat av hyresvärdar.
Good that you said that, because people were wondering what qualified this random lady to tell me that my building is not safe. Hello, I'm Kerstin. You have what's called mold. You're breathing it in and people are dying. And you're like, you know what I mean? What was the landlord saying that situation?
Vad har du utbildat dig? Här på Bedford? Åh, kom inte med dina låtsas college.
Exactly.
Kvinna, visa armarna. Du är svag.
You probably can't even hold up a stethoscope.
Du kan inte göra sådana viktiga jobb. Du kan tvätta, du kan bära, du kan...
Exactly.
Du kan inte inspektera.
She kept the inspection train rolling. Yeah. In 1909, she moved on to school inspections. She was credited with improving school hygiene, arranging meals for kids, and improving salaries and working conditions of the women in the kitchens.
Cool.
Yeah. And in 1913, she decided to be the country's first female work inspector.
Finns det ingen konkurrens?
Yeah. She would travel the entire country with the hopes of improving women's work conditions and adjusting the rules and regulations of the workplace. Mm. She used her English education as proof of credibility because people were doubting her and that she knew what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Sweden, and they're just like, who the fuck are you? And then she's like, here, Bedford College taught me in London. And they're like, oh, okay, I guess.
Okay, de blev imponerade. Ja, men det är bra, det är bra.
Yeah. Yeah. She approached the violations as though she's trying to help them, though. Whereas now, if you get an inspection, they'll be like, oh, you got to pay this, you got to, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
She approached it like, you guys didn't know this, but this is healthier for everybody involved if, you know what I mean?
Det är så man vill ha dem nu.
Yeah.
Men det är alltid någon trött gubbe, du vet.
Yeah.
Jag måste fixa det här är livsfarligt alltså. Yeah. Det här elen kan du ta. Aj, det här träet kan du. Vi kommer ju börja mögla alldeles starkt.
It's a wonder you're living.
Ja, eller hur?
You should all be dead now.
Ja. Men tänk då få den där fina kvinnan som bara, åh, din el. Den är ingen bra.
Exactly. Åh, Kerstin.
Jag bara, okej, okay, mamma.
Vilken ängel.
Jag biter ut den.
And she was honestly concerned about people and their well-being.
Ja.
So people got on board with her initiative. And eventually the SAIA, socialarbetare inom industri och affärsvärld, was created. And she was the first chairman.
Oh, jävlar.
Ever. Yeah.
Snyggt. Vilket år var det?
This is the early 1900s, like the 19-teens.
19-teens.
Yeah, so like I'd say between 1913 and 1916 is around that time.
Det är ju, alltså, att vara typ vd för ett företag vid den tiden.
Yeah.
Alltså,
insane.
De har inte ens rösträtt då.
I was gonna say that.
Okay.
That's coming too. They couldn't even vote.
Nej.
And she was elected a chairman.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
These groundbreaking achievements got her the nickname Kerstin den Första.
Oh, snyggt!
Yeah, she kept her focus on women and children the entire time. She was active in Frisinnande Kvinnor, an organization focusing on equal rights between genders.
Yeah.
She was a member as early as 1917 and it was transformed into a national federation in 1921.
Okay, och då...
Yeah, that's the year that women were... Oh, in 1919, they were given the right to vote.
Okay.
Kerstin was elected president of the Frisinnande Kvinnor in 1922.
Snyggt.
Women got the right to vote in Sweden in 1919. So the 1921 elections were the first elections women could vote in.
Just det.
Liberala Samlingspartiet asked Kerstin if she wanted to be their female candidate for the second chamber of parliament as a gesture towards the new era.
Wow.
They didn't want her to get elected, but they didn't plan for her to get elected. They were just like, we just want to show people that, you know...
Det är just då, idag skulle man inte vilja vara en gest. Alltså, like... Oh, you want me? Yeah, but you're a gesture.
Yeah, exactly.
Men på den tiden, det är ändå...
But she was reluctant. She was like, I don't know, man. I don't want to just be some figurehead for your
Snyggt.
For your pat on the back.
But she still
accepted. She thought it would be progress for women.
Yeah.
But it wasn't her only nomination. Göteborgs Posten, chief editor, Edvard Alkman, nominated her for the first chamber. So not even the second chamber of parliament.
He can do that?
I guess. I guess the post had some power.
Jag kan inget om historia, men det låter helt sjukt att Göteborgs Posten ska bestämma vem som kandiderar.
But I'm sure you still got to run, though. I mean, you still have to have an election. So they're just like, this is who we like. Almost like in the U.S. we have primaries.
Yeah.
Just
sure.
How I imagine it. I'm kind of learning about Swedish politics myself with this one. But yeah, it seems like... You nominate, and somebody can correct us, actually, if I'm...
De kommer ha fel, men vi kommer ha rätt. Men absolut, absolut.
You can try.
Ni kan försöka.
But she had a reputation as an experienced professional woman who's been to London.
Yeah.
She has social knowledge and experience gained, and that gained traction, and it got more people on board that wanted Hesselgren in office.
Nice.
September 12th, 1921 was the election. And once votes were counted, Hesselgren ended up tied with another candidate. And this led to a lottery in which Hesselgren ended up winning.
Oh, snap!
So Kerstin Hesselgren was now the first woman in Sveriges riksdag.
Ah.
And she's going to turn 50 years old now.
Wow, och är då bara för att, är det samma som nu att hon är partiledare för Liberalernas samlingsparti, eller? Eller är hon bara liksom
med in,
i riksdagen?
Yeah,
första riksdagsledamoten. Ja, okej.
Yeah, she's the first one. Kerstin Hesselgren bounced around in the parliament chambers throughout party changes. There was a lot of party changes then. A lot of political beefs. And she ended up switching to Folkpartiet in 1938.
Okay.
But Folkpartiet was before that, they were known as another party. And then they changed to become Folkpartiet. So this was a young party.
Vad hette de innan?
Oof.
The Nazis. Nej, dark history there.
No, they weren't.
Ingen har nämnt det sedan dess, men Folkpartiet.
I could look it up here because it was a lot of shit going on back then.
I can imagine.
She was in Frisin and the Landsföreningens Riksdagsgrupp, Liberala Samlingspartiet. And then they split in 1923. She said, beteckningen Frisinnan Vilde.
Ah, men politisk vilde kanske hon blev då i riksdagen.
And then they became Folkpartiet in 1934. So basically they split between, from Liberala Samlingspartiet.
Ja.
1934 to them.
Vad roligt. Så då Liberala Samlingspartiet och sen så bara, nej vi är inte det längre. Och så var de, hon var politisk vilde, det vill säga hon tillhörde inget parti. Yeah. Sen blev de Folkpartiet. Och nu, sen blev de Liberalerna igen, som de heter nu. Och nu ser det ut som att de försvinner.
And then in 1934 she got dropped down to the second, what's it called? The second chamber of the parliament.
Yeah.
She switched to them in 1938. And then she was considered too old to be a member of Folkpartiet.
Oh, 50, eller?
Yeah, she was a little bit over 50 now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a new party that had only formed in 1934, so...
Dina bröst hänger ner! Du kan inte sitta kvar här!
Your breasts are past your stethoscope!
Gösta där borta! Gösta! Du får komma! Du är ju bara 102, kom. Nej, bort Kerstin, usch! Inte se dem där flappa omkring. Usch. Du är för gammal. Visst, vi har gett dig makten, men du är också ögongodis. Gubbar.
A small, but so they said she was too old. So they tried to kick her out of the party.
Okay.
And then a small radical wing in the party did not like this at all. So they put her on a special list so that she couldn't be kicked out of the party. and put her like up for, I guess, a vote again. And then she got elected to the second chamber for another 4 years.
Så det gick inte.
Yeah, and she remained in office until the age of 72.
Snyggt.
So for 22 years she was a politician.
Snyggt.
Or not a politician, but in the parliament. While in office, Kerstin Hesselgren worked for women's rights and equality. Her motions, debates, and voting records reflect how much she worked for that. She was a key person in bringing about Behörighetslagen in 1923,
okay,
which was a law that gave women access to the same government services on the same terms as men. And then it says, with certain reservations. And I wonder what the reservations are, but it did it does build a foundation for equality, women's equality.
But we have fortfarande olika dryckesfontäner för män och kvinnor.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, the only reservation is the one with penises get it better.
Yeah.
They get better rights. That's the only thing. That's our only stipulation.
The same. A little different. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. She fought for equal pay.
Mm.
And employment rights for women. She championed sex education and brought up issues such as maternity care, child support pay, and parental pay that formed the basis for today's parental insurance.
Det är helt sjukt. Hon har typ skapat Sverige.
Yeah, the stuff that is bragged about. All of the stuff that I brag about to my family to ask about Sweden, except for the only thing I don't see is free education.
Yeah, she was opposed to that.
Keep the bitches dumb.
But equal pay.
Well, I'm sure she was all about education because that's how she pulled herself out of everything.
So clout.
She criticized Sweden's refugee laws during World War II. Because the cap on refugees allowed in World War II. Guess the cap. How many people?
Jag vet inte, 200.
No, it's not that low. What is 3,000? 3,000 people were going to be allowed in Sweden, and she said, she said not only should they be allowed, more than 3,000 be allowed here, but the refugees who come here should receive vocational training and access to any counseling that they may need after going through such a shift.
Ja, vad roligt. Jag vet inte om du vet det här, men på typ, jag kommer inte ihåg om det var 90-talet eller något sånt, 2000-talet, så var det Folkpartiet ville att man, om man kom hit som flykting eller om man kom hit som en ny svensk medborgare, så skulle man göra språktest. Alltså att du skulle lära dig svenska språket för att liksom assimileras in i samhället. Det fick ju jättemycket kritik. Men det låter lite som att hon var på väg dit att säga, ja men lär dig svenska så kommer du in lättare i samhället. Men hon gjorde det mer av den här välviljan.
Yeah, I don't think that's that bad of a thing, actually. As a person, an immigrant who came here and learned the language.
Det beror på om det är tvång eller om det är en tjänst. För att är det tvång är det ju faktiskt ganska osmakligt.
So were they saying that they'll kick you out if you don't...
Nej, men förslaget var att kommer du hit så ska du också lära dig svenska och de svenska sederna. Det var ju lite det här också, typ.
Okay.
Jag ska inte ge mig in en politisk diskussion med våra lyssnare. I don't give a shit. Men som jag tolkar det så kan det vara så att undertonen från vissa håll kunde varit att så här, ni menar att de ska vara svensk kulturella, alltså att de ska bli mer svensk kulturella.
More Swedish.
Ja. Och det är svårt att tvinga folk till sånt. Alltså man kan väl önska sig att folk vill... Yeah. Annan man säger en kultur, men det känns dumt att tvinga folk, tycker jag.
And Swedish is such a tough language. And such a strong culture, too.
Ja, och...
It's a strong-ass culture,
men
man.
Alla vill inte dansa små grodorna.
Exactly. What if that's the test to become a citizen?
What's wrong with it?
That's a horrible frog! Stupid frog! You're out!
You're out!
Back to Syria!
Det är typ så här. Sound like a frog.
Rabbit.
No!
What?
It's koakakak, you stupid mother...
Koakak. What's what frog says?
Lär dig språket eller åk hem. Grodan säger kvack.
So Kerstin den första was a pioneer in many areas. She was first inspector, first woman in parliament, first woman in Sweden's delegation to the International Labour Organization, and one of the first women in the League of Nations.
Nice. Vad är League of Nations för något?
Shit, I don't know. I thought you might know.
Nej.
Let's look it up right now live.
League of Nations. I'm doing their anthem. League of Nations. We are in the world too. Well, I guess we'll soon find out.
The League of Nations. You gotta keep singing what
the
it is.
League of Nations
was the first worldwide intergovernmental organization whose principal
is a worldwide governmental.
And their principal mission was to maintain world peace.
I still don't get who they are. I thought that was the United Nations.
No, it was founded in 1920 by the Paris Peace Conference.
Ah, det kanske blev United Nations sen då.
That ended the World War. The main organization ceased operations in 1946, but many of its components were relocated to the new United Nations.
Det hade ju varit snabbare att lista vad hon inte gjorde.
The listeners won't understand.
Yeah.
But the viewers on our patreon.com/teachmesweden will understand.
De kommer förstå allting.
Yes.
Det som hände just var jättekul. Men det är väldigt inside
VIP
funny.
Stuff. Yeah. VIP stuff. Mm. All right, so Kerstin Hesselgren died in Stockholm on August 19, 1962 at the age of 90 years old.
Shit.
There isn't much known about her personal life. She lived alone her entire adult life, but remained close with her family. She was known as a warm, charming, and quick-witted woman that devoted her life to making things better for others.
Oh.
So that's the story of Kerstin Hesselgren, who I think is probably a closeted lesbian. That's what...
That's what you take from this?
That's what I take from this whole thing. She's definitely a lesbian.
Jobbar sådär mycket för kvinnor.
She must love him in a sexual way.
Typiskt lesbianer.
No kids? What? That's a lesbian. No, but I thought it was really cool, man, to find out about this woman.
Riktigt coolt. Fan, det här, ja, man blir ju smart av det här ju.
Yeah.
Man lär sig ju. Jag kommer inte komma ihåg vad hon hette efternamn hela livet, men Hesselgren.
Yeah.
Ja, Kerstin Hesselgren. Jag kommer ju lätt ha det här i minnet ett litet tag. Jag har väldigt dåligt minne, men man lär sig ju för fan av det här.
Yeah, man, I was it's been a few times when stuff that we've done on here randomly pops up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In conversation, I'm just like so well versed on. I corrected Birgitta, who taught me Swedish. I corrected her on something.
Nice.
And she was like, "Oh, it must be because of your podcast."
Yeah, cute.
I was like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I was. It felt good, man.
Mm, to
check the old lady.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. Check the old lady.
Yeah, so that's Kerstin Hesselgren. Anybody got any corrections or omissions that they want to send us, and we can defend ourselves? Then hit us up at teachmesweden@gmail.com. You can also send us any stories that you want us to do, and we appreciate any suggestions. And we'll, you know what, not to suggest.
What?
Don't suggest Kalabaliken
I Bender.
Multiple people suggested that to us, and it caused us to both walk in with the same story.
Yeah,
so that was fun.
Ingen mer kalabalik I Bender.
Yes, if you want to know about that, then look that shit up on our previous episode. But we appreciate all interaction. You can become a contributor to this podcast, patreon.com/teachmesweden. We have different tiers that you get different things. For example, we got people watching this VIP footage. Yeah. As we create. So thank everyone, man. This has been Teach Me Sweet. I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Jag är Erik Broström.
And we'll catch y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.